Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Joe Biden says the United States is about to reach a goal of 200 million coronavirus vaccinations in the first 100 days of his presidency, but he warned there was still a long way to go. From Washington, here's Jane O'Brien.
President Biden said it was time to open a new phase in America's vaccination effort, and everybody over the age of 16 will be eligible from Monday. But he said some people were not coming forward because they were worried about the cost of taking time off work. A tax credit will be offered to small and medium businesses who provide sick pay for employees to get vaccinated and to those who need time off to recover. Many people are hesitant due to other concerns about the vaccine, and Mr. Biden urged businesses to also offer information and help incentivize every American to get vaccinated.
Argentina's health minister says the country is going through the worst period of the pandemic since the first cases were reported there just over a year ago. The minister said the public health system was facing the prospect of collapse because of a sharp rise in infections in the past 2 months. Russian police are reported to have arrested more than 1,500 supporters of the jailed opposition activist Alexei Navalny during a day of protests across the country. The demonstrators had demanded that Mr. Navalny, who's been on hunger strike for 3 weeks, be released or given access to better medical care. Here's Sarah Rainsford.
In St. Petersburg, police were using electric shock machines and quite some brutality against protesters. Here in Moscow, we saw very different scenes today, very unusual for Russia, in fact, which is the police basically standing back and letting people chant and march through the streets, really let off steam, if you like. Very unusual hands-off tactic by the police, which seemed to work because there were no big clashes between police and protesters.
A car bomb has killed 4 people at a hotel in the Pakistani city of Quetta, where the Chinese ambassador has been staying. At least 11 others were hurt. There's been no official word on who was responsible. More details from our South Asia editor, Jill McGivering.
Quetta's Serena Hotel is high profile and high security. The car, packed with explosives, blew up inside the car park, shattering nearby windows. It's unclear who planned the attack. Balochistan, one of Pakistan's poorest provinces, is home to several armed groups, including Islamic extremists and separatists. The separatists were blamed for an attack 2 years ago on a hotel in Gwadar, a port project funded by China. The separatists accused the government and China of exploiting Balochistan's gas and mineral wealth and its strategic position, with little benefit to local people.
That report from Jill McGivering. This is the latest world news from the BBC.